Hello and welcome to the 40th episode of the Open Science Radio. I'm Matthias and with me is Konrad.
Hello there. Hi.
Hi. This one will be a bit different from what we usually do. This one is one of a short series of smaller episodes that is strictly related to a conference and barcamp event.
Exactly, because we will go to these events in the near future. Namely, this will be in the barcamp Science 2.0 will take place in May of 2016, and the conference Leibniz, the Science 2.0 conference will be the days after. That's the 3rd and 4th of May 2016. So we will be there, and I'm already looking very forward to be there and discuss a lot of science and all these related things with people there. And yeah, Matthias, so we will be there. We will actually even report from there. So we'll try to grab participants. We will talk about the things that are happening there. And we try to bring the spirit that, from there to you, to the audience, and hopefully we can motivate you with this podcast even to go there. There's still slots free, and we will dive a little bit into this, what's happening there. But I'm pretty sure most of the listeners of this podcast are actually also the audience of this barcamp and also of the conference.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And this, specifically the barcamp, is an event that is not taking place for the very first time. There has been a barcamp last time, and for everybody who wants to get an impression, there has already been a podcast published related to the last barcamp, published by Sascha Förster, if I remember correctly. And we will link this in the show notes so that you can already get kind of an auditive introduction to the whole barcamp. But in order to speak a bit more about this event, we have invited Guido Scherb. Hello, Guido.
Yeah, thank you, and hello from Kiel.
And Guido is one of the organizers of these two events, actually. So we thought it would be a very good idea to invite him and give him some space to tell us what this conference and mainly the barcamp is about and what we're going to expect. So before we come into the event specifically, maybe it is very good idea to give a short introduction of who you are, Guido, to our listeners.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Guido Scherb. I'm working at the ZBW, at the so-called Leibniz Information Center for Economics, in working in Kiel. We have also a location in Hamburg, and it's a library for economics. And there I'm coordinating the so-called Leibniz Research Alliance 2.0. It's an alliance consists of 37 partners. Among them we have half libraries, and half of the partners are libraries and information infrastructures, and the other half of partners are universities and research facilities. And we started in end of 2012, and our goal is to examine the effects of Science 2.0 on research and publication processes. So for us, Science 2.0 is about the utilization of so-called participative web technologies, for example, social media, in research and publication processes, and it's a so-called bottom-up movement. So scientists started to use tools like Twitter, they use blogs, they use wikis, and also other online technologies like maybe Dropbox in their daily research. And this is a movement that was started by scientists themselves, and it's an ongoing movement, and it affects all scientific disciplines. It also affects all stakeholders in the science systems, for example, libraries, also the scientific community itself. And we saw that there's some research about what are the effects of Science 2.0 on the research system, so that we started this research alliance. And so our general objectives are to examine the effects of Science 2.0 and science and society as well. And we also want to establish Science 2.0 as completely new research discipline in the scientific community. And so we have many interesting projects that address Science 2.0 topics as well as also open science topics. And you can check them out at our website. So today it's will not report on the projects, rather on the events we organize. And so within the Research Alliance, we decided we need to organize some events to bring all stakeholder groups together that are affected by that topic, by Science 2.0. And we decided to start with a conference, a so-called Science 2.0 conference on that topic. And this is a rather classical format and with invited speakers. We started this year is the third conference, so we started 2 years ago. And last year we also thought, okay, this is a more classical format, but we also, because generally Science 2.0, open science is also very much bottom-up movement, and we have also to address those peer groups. And so we started to organize an additional event, which takes place usually one day before the conference. It's a so-called Barcamp Science 2.0. And the Science 2.0 conference usually address more high-level topics, and the Barcamp also generally addresses more practical topics. And so last year we started with a Barcamp Science 2.0 in conjunction with the conference, and the experience was very good. So we decided to repeat this combination of two events again this year.
Mm-hmm. I guess many people know already what a Barcamp is of our listeners, because we already had a episode. Actually, we had two episodes about this, one in German, one in English. So still, I would suggest we have a small look at this. And by the way, this was episode 28 and 29, whoever would like to listen to this. Still, I would suggest we maybe quickly recapitulate what this precisely is. What is a Barcamp, Guido? What is different from a usual conference?
So, the Barcamp is generally a very intensive and interactive format. So it's also called unconference. So what we provide is, we provide some preliminary schedule, we provide rooms, and we provide food, and the participants provide the session topics. So generally a Barcamp starts with a short introduction based on three hashtags, so that everyone knows who is there and what are the interests of the other participants. And then we start with a so-called session planning. So everybody in the audience is allowed to propose some session topics that can be, for example, I want to learn more about how to use a specific tool in research, or what are best practices for doing open science, or I want to present my research topic. So everyone has the possibility to propose an session topic, and then the others can commit to that topic, can say, I'm interested in that, and then we collect where the interest, how many interested in specific session topics, and then we have to arrange and schedule, and have to give each session topic an appropriate room. Then the Barcamp can start.
Mm-hmm. Very nice. All right, I think, and by the way, I was on several Barcamps, and I personally really love this format. It's really so, very intensive, but mostly it's very helpful to also connect to people, to dive into a topic very quickly, and also to get a broad range of different topics covered in a very short time. You won't necessarily get solutions or gets something completely done, but it's actually a starting point, the crystallization point for even new projects or new collaborations. Yeah. Okay, I guess we can have a closer look at the Barcamp Science 2.0 precisely. So when will it take place? Where will it take place? Maybe a little bit about the range, about the size. What are you expecting?
So yeah, the Barcamp Science 2.0, it's as we already said, is on the 2nd May. It's in Cologne. And it's located at the so-called GESIS, it's the Leibniz Institute for Social Sciences. And yeah, it's a practical location because it's nearby the main station. I think it's 5 minutes away from the main station. And yeah, we expect about 50 participants. And so it's completely organized by the Leibniz Research Alliance Science 2.0. And as usually barcamps, they also as you, all barcamps usually have no precipitation. Also, they're usually free, so you don't have to pay for it. And it would be nice if you register so we know how many people we have to expect. And yeah, that are the basic settings. Mm-hmm.
How many people were there last time?
Last year we had also 50 participants. All last right. year, so. So we expect the same number. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I guess it's the topic of the Barcamp where actually the Open Science Radio comes into play, because this year's topic is putting science 2.0 and open science into practice.
Absolutely.
How would you describe this topic? What's your intention to setting up such a topic for this Barcamp?
Yeah. So... I think that generally it's for most people it's generally clear that open science is interesting and it's a good way. So okay, not all know what generally is science 2.0 or open science. Although the lack is that we generally know it's a good idea to do that. It's a promising way, but the main question is how can I do that in my own research? So we want to address questions like how can I integrate open science and scientific all my daily research? Which tools can I use? What are the experience of others? What are the best practices? So. We want, with this Barcamp, we want to address so different target groups. Generally researchers, especially students and young researchers, because we think that students and young researchers it's good to start all Science 2.0 and open science practices in an early stage of your career. So that is this group is very interesting, or an interesting target group for the Barcamp. But we also want to address people who have a large experience. So we want to address science and open science practitioners, researchers that are interested to connect and to network with others, but also to share their experiences so that others can adopt it and learn from that and see, okay, yeah, maybe I will try some approaches when I'm back home.
It's basically pretty similar to what we are addressing with the Open Science Radio. So mainly the audience is probably researchers who want to look into open science and putting open science into their daily research life or opening their way of working and looking for some clue where to start, what to try, where to look for some templates, or where to look for some experience of someone who has already started something like this. So in that respect, we're kind of addressing the same audience, which is pretty neat in this in this case.
Absolutely, yeah.
I guess you're starting the Barcamp with what I would actually call something like an ignition talk. So someone giving a short talk in the very beginning of the Barcamp to maybe start or to plant the ideas into the heads of the participants and spark discussion and discourse and participation in the sessions. And this year you've invited Felix Schönbrot, actually from LMU Munich, if I'm correct.
Yes, that's right. So last year we invited Christian Heise. So we thought maybe it's a good idea to have some sort of stimulating introductory talk. Mm-hmm. So that people start to think about, interesting ideas, and maybe that raises another question, and also maybe ideas for some session proposals for some session topics. And so last year was Christian Heise at the Barcamp, and he was reporting about his open PhD, because he wrote his PhD online and live. So this current state of the PhD was always publicly available on the webpage. And this year we invite Felix Schönbrot from the LMU Munich. So for example, the LMU Munich, he's also an open scientist, and the LMU Munich published this year a professor advertisement in which they demand that all candidates have to make a statement about her relation to open practices, open science. And this was quite interesting. And so we invited him to give a short talk, and he will. His topic is putting open science into practice, simple but powerful steps for researchers, university, and journals. Mm-hmm. So it sounds very promising and interesting.
Yeah. I love this term, simple but powerful. I think that's exactly where to start, because mostly you always hear that open science is kind of a bottom-up approach or a grassroots approach, but it's specifically these simple steps that you can take that might result in very powerful outcomes. And this title is absolutely brilliant for the idea of starting and igniting the Barcamp. It's cool.
Right. Yes, absolutely. Because I think that to do open science, it must be done in small steps. Mm. And the simpler the steps are, the more scientists are motivated to test it. Check it out. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And in the end, open science should make science easier and better, and shouldn't be a pain, right? And currently, I mean, often open science can mean more struggling, more fighting. But I hope on the long run this changes, right? And it's really brilliant to bring Felix Schönbrot here, as said, and this kind of advertisement for a professorship, with the statement of having somebody with an open science practice in there. This is actually a game changer. We were always looking for something that besides this bottom-up approach from the top, also people say, okay, you need to practice this. And this is really, really great to see.
Yeah.
Guido, already now people can actually kind of participate in this, because there are session proposals, right? I mean, this is done in a very classy Barcamp style. So there's an Etherpad where people can contribute and propose sessions. Maybe you can tell something about this already?
Yes. So besides registering for the Barcamp, you also have the possibility to take a look in the pad. So in this pad, you can propose some topics and topics you want. Maybe you want to provide or you want to do an own session for it, or just a topic so maybe other can take up it and do a session on it. And so currently we have also and some people also followed our call, and we have also some examples, and very interesting. For example, topic is interplanetary file system for research data, very interesting, or for example, challenges of big data for library information systems, because we open science also addresses open science and science 2.0 generally also affects libraries, and I am from a library, so that is very interesting for me. What do you think about the proposed topics.
Very, very nice. You know, I think I mentioned this in previous episodes more than once, actually. So there's one about organizing a scientific workflow with Emacs org mode. This is exactly my session.
Yeah, yeah.
So no, it looks very promising, and there are really several good topics, and it might be later hard to decide where to go to. So this might be really a hard decision in the end.
Yeah.
We look forward.
What I was wondering is, do you have any feeling for the kind of audience that were participating last year's SparkCamp? Have they been kind of bio-oriented researchers or economics, or was it a wild mixture of all?
Last year I don't remember in the detail, but it was really mixed.
Okay, cool.
It was really mixed. So there were different disciplines. It was from young researchers to postdocs and experienced people, not experienced people. So it was a really, really good mixture.
Yeah. Which is great for Barcamp, because it would be terrible to only have one kind of discipline in there, and would also be terrible to only have the same level of researchers in their career. I think the mixture provides both chances to discuss and also the experience from their daily research routine to bring in.
Yeah.
So this is going to be really interesting.
Yeah, this can be very refreshing, and because usually you're just sitting in your silo and just talking with your vocabulary with the same people, and getting in touch with other people that might even already have solutions in their own domain and bring this to yours, this can be really helpful and very great. Yeah, so really looking forward to this. Okay, so the Barcamp registration is still open, so people still can register, right, Guido? This is still an option, right?
Yes, yes, yes. You're all invited to, yes, first of all, visit our Barcamp website and the additional information on it. And then we are happy about every participant, yeah?
Mm-hmm. And, great. And we're already looking forward to meet you guys there.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
And maybe this is also a very good point in time to place ourselves, because we will be there all day.
Right.
We will probably make a short series of podcasts with session moderators, but also guests. If you have, for example, a really interesting open science project, just come to us and let's have a chat, a 5-minute chat. You can get the word out there to the interested fellow researchers. So you'll meet us there. And if not, you can probably hear a couple of episodes from the Barcamp afterwards.
Right. Yeah, exactly. We're looking forward to meet you guys.
Right. But we will not only attend the Barcamp, we will also attend the first day of the following event, which is the Science 2.0 conference.
Yes, of course. Yeah, and so the Science 2.0 conference is this year the third conference, and it's also, yeah, of course, takes place in Köln, but at a different location. So generally, in contrast to the Barcamp, it's a more, high level conference. So it's a classical format. We have many invited speakers, and we have a broader target group. For this year, we have, for example, decision makers from academia, science policy, researchers and technology, publishers, practitioners from memory organizations and academic libraries. So we have a broader target group, and this year we have a topic related to science policy. I think it's important because on the one side we have all scientists that want to do or already do open science and science 2.0, but they need some sort of support. So this support, for example, they need appropriate infrastructures, they need incentives, they need, for example, we need new metrics so that they can get a reward for doing open science and science 2.0. And actually, there's happening a lot on the European level. So last year, the the European Union, they started this with a so-called Open Science Agenda. And one part of the Open Science Agenda is to build up a so-called European Open Science Cloud. So European Open Science Cloud is generally an infrastructure for research data, but there are a lot of questions. Yeah, for example, in the European Open Science Cloud, what means European? What is open? What means open? What means science? What means cloud? And so this, the main topic of this year's conference is European Open Science Cloud. And we invited, they had a so-called high-level expert group that thought about, how we can reach the implement the European Open Science Cloud, and generally thought about it in a general way. And so that why the conference started with some members, or will start with some members of the high level group, expert group, to try to answer those questions. So what is the European Open Science Cloud for, and what is it, and what it is for? And we also invited different stakeholders, for example, from research, from infrastructure perspective, from publishing perspective, and so on, to report on their perspective on open science and also the European Open Science Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think also there registration is still open, right? You can still work on, you can still join if you would like to, right?
Yes, of course. You can register until end of next week, I think.
All right. Okay. Do you have anything else to add to the conference? What do you think? I mean, I guess we got this covered, you know?
Yeah. So generally, it's this year, it's generally organized by the Leibniz Research Alliance, Science 2.0, as well as ZBW as member of this alliance. It's also organized by the so-called GoPortis. It is a Leibniz Library Network Research Information. And this year is additionally organized by we have a partner. This is so-called EXS project. EXS is an EU project, and which finished this year. And yes, we invited them, or we got them as a partner because, yes, ZBW and also other members of the Research Alliance are a partner in that project. And it's a good example for Science 2.0 projects, and also an example how libraries can react on the new challenges with Science 2.0. And generally, from a library point of view, we have to deal with new ways how content or scientific literature is searched for and disseminated. And the observation is that scientists are using WordPress, Google Docs, wikis, and so on. And our approach is, if they use such platforms, we have to bring our content to that platform. So the approach is push content to the user where they are. And they implemented some prototypes. So the idea is to aggregate information from distributed databases to analyze it and to prepare it for scientists. And for example, you are writing a blog post in WordPress. Then the plugin is analyzing your text on the fly. And based on the text, it's analyzed semantically. And based on the text, you can use a plugin to get additional content. That can be, for example, an image that is located in one database, or it can be also some scientific literature. So you can add in citation, for example. And that is an interesting approach to an interesting Science 2.0. project with a promising approach, especially for libraries. And they have also, besides invited talks about that topics associated with the project, where they have also a prototype session in which they show their four different prototypes. You can check it out at the EXS project website, but you can also come to the conference and check these prototypes out live.
Wow, this sounds interesting. Absolutely. And well, I think as in classical conferences, there will be poster sessions, if I saw this correctly, right? And something like this as well. So not yes, only talks, yes. but also poster
so
sessions.
So beside classical talks, we have also a poster session from the Leibniz Research Alliance, Science 2.0. So we have some posters presenting different projects as well as activities that are associated with open science. Mm. And we have also a panel discussion, and this panel discussion is about the European Open Science Cloud. So the participants are discussing about, now we have thought about what may be or what could be the European Open Science Cloud. And now in this panel, they are discussing about reaching the next level, how to implement the European Open Science Cloud.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, Guido, this was, I think, a great overview about all this. As said, we as Open Science Radio, we will be there, and I'm looking very forward to be there. And I'm pretty sure Matthias is also, he can't wait for this, and it's rather soon. So if you still want to register, I think there's still time. And we are really looking to meet you guys there, if anybody of our listeners are joining. So if so, come to us. As said, we will talk to people there. We will hopefully get some of the spirit from there into your headphones. And really looking forward to that. I guess otherwise we can just give the last words to Guido, maybe drop the facts and everything else show people where to look at or where to search for more further information.
Yes, of course. Well, like you, I'm definitely looking forward to the Barcamp, into the conference, and yes, I would be very happy if I meet many of you in Cologne. So come to Cologne. Registration is still open. Barcamp is on 2nd May, conference on 3rd and 4th May. So yeah, if you're interested in Science 2.0 open science practices, if you want to learn more about it and you are interested in a more highly interactive format, come to the Barcamp Science 2.0. If you're also interested in current developments on policy level at the European Union, for example, the European Open Science Cloud, then you definitely should come to the Science 2.0 conference. So, yes, besides that, I'm very happy that Open Science Radio is on board this year. And so that's the reason also why I'm really, really looking forward to the two events taking place in beginning of March in Cologne. And I hope to see you there.
Great. Thanks, Guido, for sharing all the insights with us. And thanks to you, listeners, for keeping with us until the end. Hope to see you there. Otherwise, hope you'll listen to us in the next episode.
Right. Maybe just a one small single comment. So if you want to visit the website of the conference, this is www.science20-conference.eu. But I'm pretty sure if you search with any common search engine, you will find this as well. But I guess this is the starting point. And from there, I guess you get more information, everything needed. But right. I think this is now the end. So thank you very much for listening. Thanks, Guido, for sharing all this information with us. This was really great and helpful. Thanks, Matthias. And see you all there, right?
Right.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you very much, and bye-bye, too.